This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, another hour of our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. You can call us 877-726-TALK. That's 877-726-8255. We got lots of stuff to share with you this hour. I'm going to share with you in a moment yet another reason why it is a good idea to do physical exercise and be athletic. But we got a caller from last hour, carried over. She's Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey. How you doing, Elaine?
Fine, thank you. I have a question about vitreo macular traction syndrome, where the vitreous of the humor liquefies and the vitreous tugs on the macula.
Yeah, but that's it's a real common problem. In just judging from your voice and your age group. Women, anywhere from 40 to 60 suffer from this problem quite a lot. What happens is, you got jelly in your eye. And, the way that I first learned about this, when I was a little kid, I was a little bit of a weird kid. I liked to dissect things. It's like early in my medical career, I guess I was about, 10. So my mother used to get me stuff from the butcher to dissect, and she once brought home an eyeball, and I proceeded to use my little scalpel and dissect it, and when I sliced through the eyeball, there was this jelly in it, okay, and it was like a remarkable substance, and that's the vitreous. So there's this jelly that is nice and flexible and liquid. As you age, it tends to dry up a little bit, so like a mucus that dries up. And when it dries up, it shrinks, but it's sticky. So it pulls on the inside of the eye, and on the back surface of your eye, there's what's called your macula, which is the vision surface of your eye, your retina. The macula is like the actual little hole in the back of your eye where the optic nerve enters the back of the eye. The retina is in the back, and it's your visual receptors that are there. And then when that vitreous dries up, it shrinks and it pulls. It creates the word traction is in your syndrome, and it pulls the retina away, and you can get floaters and visual distortions, but you can also get a retinal detachment. So do you actually have a retinal detachment, Elaine?
No, thank God I don't know. It's
okay,
just
a little bit of a lightning
experience? No, I don't have that.
Okay, so how did you know you had this?
Oh, well, when I went to the eye doctor, when I cover one eye, like the other eye is the one with the vitreo macular traction syndrome is a little blurry.
Okay, like wavy. Got it. Mm-hmm, yeah. So the question, you want to know what can be done for this nutritionally? I got to say, this is not well studied. It's not clear what in the realm of nutrition can help this. As I usually do, when I see patients, if I don't know the answer, sometimes I know who can provide the answer. And maybe a good place for you to go is iAdvisory.com. That's the website of Dr. Robert Abel, who is America's foremost integrative ophthalmologist. He's an eye doctor, but he's been dedicated throughout his career to find natural approaches to many common eye problems. And maybe there's an answer to this problem in the field of nutrition? I mean, I would say off the top of my head, make sure you get adequate essential fatty acids. You know, maybe that could help because they have a moisturizing effect in many parts of the body. But that would be, you know, just off the top of my head, and I don't think there's any strong scientific evidence supporting that. So the net result of this is that you cover one eye because otherwise you'd get a visual distortion.
Then I see the blur, a little blurriness, but otherwise my eyes are fine.
Uh-huh. And does the doctor say that this is a self-limited syndrome, that it will resolve eventually, that it won't threaten your vision and be progressive?
No, he didn't say anything like that. They just want to do surgery, and it's very, very risky. I did research on it, and uh-huh. I want to avoid surgery.
And it's not amenable to a laser treatment, right? Because sometimes if your retina were to detach, which it hasn't, they just do like a little weld.
I'm farsighted.
Like a spot weld. Yeah. You're farsighted, okay.
I know if you're myopic, you have more of a chance of having detached retina, but I am farsighted, so.
Okay. Okay, so then it sounds like something that's being managed. The question is, you want to get rid of it. And I got to say, I can't come up with a nutritional solution for this, but I'll point you in the right direction. iAdvisory.com has a lot of great information about natural support for eye problems. And sometimes it's worth a trip to Delaware, where Dr. Abel practices. I recently saw a patient with a very unusual eye problem who got a lot of great advice from Dr. Abel to restore his vision after nearly losing it completely. And he's done quite well with a very elaborate nutritional and herbal support program that Dr. Abel recommended. So, you know, perhaps there's an answer in that. Best I can say. All right. Thanks for your call. And let's take a look at this study, which highlights yet another benefit to athleticism. And I love these studies because I'm athletic. I ran a little 4-mile run this morning. The weather was perfect. Not too hot, not too cold, sunny, slight wind, but not enough headwind to feel like I was running on a treadmill pushing against resistance. And maintaining athleticism seems to help the microbial makeup of one's gut, according to a researcher who did a study. She looked at the microbiomes, the bacterial composition of the intestinal tracts in athletes. She rounded up 35 of her cyclist friends to participate in the project, which was dubbed the Athlete Microbiome Project. She had each subject submit stool samples, and she did something called high-throughput analysis, which is a way of identifying all the different species that literally, hundreds of different species, thousands perhaps, that inhabit the gastrointestinal tract. She is, I get her first name is, let's see, Lauren Peterson. So Peterson found that athletes had more diverse microbiomes than healthy non-athletes. Microbial diversity is a sign of good health, just as in an ecosystem, say, in a pristine forest or in untouched Amazon jungle, there's a great diversity of species. However, in species environments that have been damaged by pollution, by human activity, there's much less species diversity. And the same thing happens in our gastrointestinal tract. You take antibiotics, if you drink chlorinated and fluoridated water, if you're not breastfed, if you eat sugary junk food, drink a lot of diet soda, you will destroy the diversity of your gastrointestinal tract. Well, athletes, in particular cyclists, had an abundance of a bacteria called Privatella, which is a genus that's often absent from typical Americans who are on a standard diet and who don't work out. So the research confirms that athleticism shapes the microbiome, creating more microbial diversity. Thus, one of the ways in which exercise may support health. I mean, yeah, it's good for circulation. It's good for maintaining muscle strength. It's good for your brain. Increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which literally grows your neurons, helps them regenerate. But athleticism may also shape your microbiome towards more diversity, which can thus improve your health in a myriad of ways. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our number is 877-726-TALK. We'll take more calls momentarily, but I love extra virgin olive oil. I drizzle it on salads. I made a great salmon salad the other day with celery and onions and some leftover salmon. I always make more salmon than I can eat at one sitting, and then I make salmon salad afterwards. And I drizzled olive oil into it with some mayonnaise. And the key to finding and purchasing the best olive oil is fresh is best. Olive oil is a perishable food, and we've learned a lot about olive oil from a recent discussion with T.J. Robinson, who is the founder of the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. That's where I get my olive oil. It's crafted by artisans and sent to me direct from the latest harvest when its flavor and nutritional bounty are at their peak. And there's some major health benefits to olive oil, from the fresh polyphenols that are present, heart healthy, brain healthy, anti-aging, skin benefits, anti-diabetes, and on it goes, anti-cancer even. And TJ, who's been a guest on my show, you can listen to the podcast, it's posted at drhoffman.com, has a special offer for my audience. You can try a bottle of his finest harvest fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just $1. No obligation to buy anything else. And I think if you sample that, you will be strongly motivated to join the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. And in my case, of course, truly is my favorite olive oil. It's myfavoriteoliveoil.com for a generous trial offer. Get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. myfavoriteoliveoil.com. All right, let's take a call from Helen in Ridgewater, New Jersey. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor. Thank you so much for being there for us.
My pleasure.
It's a part two question, but try to summarize it. I have a history of vertigo. A couple of months ago, I had a headache that, to me, just wouldn't go away. And, of course, it kind of goes into the vertigo. Make a long story short, they recommended an MRI.
Okay, sure.
And sent me to a neurologist. And the neurologist is saying not to worry, but I'd like your opinion on two things, the medication and what the MRI saw.
Okay.
It says that there's mild cerebral cortical atrophy and moderate cerebral atrophy.
Okay.
There is
this is one of the reasons why, there's one of the reasons why I'm not anxious to get an MRI.
Yep.
because as you age, there's literally shrinkage of the brain, and that's what that's picking up. And that may be alarming to you, but you sound pretty cogent to me. And, so just, forget about it. It's maybe age-related change.
Yeah, well, that's what she is saying. And it is scary to read it and see it and be told that.
Yeah. It's also scary to look at your birth certificate or, look at your Social Security. It's scary, but, we got to roll with it.
I know. Okay. Yep. The two suggestions that she is saying, because she said it's obviously that this headache, migraine, whatever you want to call it, is over 8 to 10 days a month. I mean,
excuse me. I'm going to share with you something that I have an impression that you may have what's called a vestibular migraine.
Yes.
Which is this new concept. It's actually kind of in vogue in the last 10 years or so, where they believe that, there's classic migraines where you have like terrible one-sided pain. Migraine means hemicrane, half the head. So, it's on one side. Usually it feels like they're sticking a railroad spar into your eye. It's excruciating. Okay, that's a classic migraine. Then there's vestibular migraines where the symptoms may be related to dizziness. They affect the vestibular apparatus of the brain and the ear, inner ear, and it's associated with an attack of dizziness. So, maybe that's what they think you have. Is that correct?
Yeah, they are saying that. Only you put it in better words and more understandable words, to be honest.
So what medication are they giving you? Because our time is waning.
She is considering, she actually did prescribe them. Cambia 500 as needed.
Yeah.
She's saying with that. CAMBIA. Okay. Then this other one, which is a antidepressant, which really threw me, and I really don't know how to say it. N-O-R-T-R-I-T.
Nortriptyline.
Yep,
yeah. Okay.
It.
So, these medications may relieve symptoms, but what we can do if we were to work with a patient like you is see if there's any underlying nutritional problems. Is there inadequacy of B12 or magnesium? Magnesium often helps migraines. There are natural substances like Feverfew. Which may help migraines. Higher doses of coenzyme Q10 and riboflavin may help migraines. There's some approaches that can be used to support that.
All right.
Thank you for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-TALK with questions related to medicine and or nutrition. Well, we got lots to talk about. And rebranding is a phenomenon well known in America. If you got a company that doesn't have the greatest image, an example of which was Philip Morris. Philip Morris involved in the tobacco litigation. Responsible for the deaths of perhaps hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people via their products, rebranded to the less associative name Altria. There's no longer Philip Morris. Remember those commercials, Call for Philip Morris? Well, that's even before my time. But Altria, the new name for Philip Morris. Also, Time Warner Cable in Manhattan had a terrible image when it came to product service, and so it's gone, only to reemerge as Spectrum. And so, too, in the world of nutrition, high fructose corn syrup has been quietly, deceitfully renamed, according to a new article. High fructose corn syrup is something that was introduced in the 1950s and came into prominence in the 60s and 70s as an alternative sweetener. And part of it had to do with the Cuban Revolution, because we used to get a lot of cheap sugar cane sugar from Cuba. But fortunately, Cuba went went a different direction, and there was an embargo, and it was more expensive to get sugar cane sugar. We could still get beet sugar raised in America, but one of the things that we have tons of in this country, we have enormous surplus, is corn. We export it to many countries across the world as either food or animal fodder. We even convert it into gasohol, and it can be conveniently transformed into high fructose corn syrup, which became ubiquitous in American foods. It's also the prime sweetener in soda beverages, whose popularity expanded enormously because they were cheap and they were addictive. And as a result, we've seen skyrocketing diabetes statistics. It turns out that it used to be thought that fructose was better than sugar. It was even sold in the past as a preferable sugar for diabetics because it did not require insulin for its metabolism. But it goes directly to the liver. A straight shot gets synthesized into triglycerides, which are very harmful from a cardiovascular standpoint. It is highly caloric and may be responsible for a high percentage of the obesity and type 2 diabetes that we see in this country now. So it's clearly got some image problems. So to the rescue comes the Food and Drug Administration. What does the Food and Drug Administration do about this silent killer? It allows food producers to change the name of the infamous sweetener in order to trick consumers into thinking that they're not eating high fructose corn syrup. So here's an example. General Mills Vanilla Chex, which is a sweetened cereal aimed at kids. It's a Trojan horse for a lot of refined carbohydrates. It's an updated version of Chex cereal sold in most conventional grocery discount stores for many years. The front of the box clearly states that the product contains no high fructose corn syrup. But if you read the fine print, look at the ingredient list. There it is. It's a new isolated fructose, but it's not called high fructose corn syrup, which is the buzzword that everybody looks for. According to the Corn Refiners Association, there's been a sneaky name change. The term fructose is now being used to denote a product that was previously known as high fructose corn syrup 90, meaning it is 90% pure fructose. This enables companies like General Mills to circumvent the requirement to label a product as high fructose. It's the same ingredient, it just by a more innocuous name. Simply eliminating the high fructose corn syrup designation for the laboratory sweetener that's 9/10 fructose and calling it what it really is, fructose, and that's how a processed food product like Vanilla Chex that contains fructose, a substance that according to the corn refiners used to be called high fructose corn syrup 90, can now declare itself to be high fructose corn syrup free. But it's the same thing. It's just we're playing musical chairs with the terminology. And I want to remind you that we're running a special on the Zona Plus. The company's offering you $50 off and free shipping on a device that I think can revolutionize our approach to high blood pressure. Always looking for natural ways to lower high blood pressure. We love the product chiolic aged garlic extract, because studies show that two capsules twice daily of the cardio formula can have a beneficial impact on blood sugar. There are a lot of natural supplements that are helpful. This is not a supplement. It's a device, a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. And studies bear this out. At least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. And that might just do the trick in terms of lowering your requirement for blood pressure medication or eliminating it altogether. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And special offer, company's offering you $50 off and free shipping as a listener to Intelligent Medicine. Check out the Zona Plus at tryzona.com, and please enter the coupon code Hoffman at checkout to identify yourself as an Intelligent Medicine listener eligible for this offer. Okay, this item has to do with prebiotics. Yeah, we know about probiotics. They're the beneficial bacteria that you can buy in various forms. But prebiotics may have great utility because they change your flora by providing different nutritional support to the bacteria that grow within you. And there's an amazing new application of prebiotics. They may soon be a new tool in the fight against childhood obesity, according to a new study performed at the University of Calgary in Alberta, Canada. They did a double-blind placebo-controlled trial with 42 participants, which included children 7 to 12 years old, who were given prebiotic fiber, oligofructose-enriched inulin, which you can buy as either inulin or you can buy it as FOS, fructose oligosaccharides, or more easily remembered, FOS, which is a prebiotic. It feeds the bacteria within you, encourages growth of good bacteria, kind of like Miracle-Gro for the good bugs that are already present in your gut, to encourage them to take over and predominate over less healthy bacteria. They can actually change your metabolism, induce satiety, improve insulin resistance. And they say this is the first randomized control study to assess changes in gut microbial composition with prebiotic intervention in kids who are overweight and obese. And this may be a useful tool for dealing with childhood obesity. But by the way, these prebiotics are well tolerated. They, in general, have a sweet taste. They can easily be combined with food or beverage. And additional benefit is that they help to relieve constipation without causing the opposite side effect, which is unwanted intestinal urgency. So, yeah, prebiotics. And, of course, you can get prebiotics from healthy foods, fiber-rich foods, but kids are sometimes reluctant to eat foods like parsnips, right, or turnips, which are rich in these fiber compounds that encourage healthy bacterial growth. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us at 877-726-TALK for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And in the remaining minutes of the program, let's do a little bit of a nutritional lightning round. Let me summarize some of the top stories of the month for you. Earlier, we talked about Parkinson's disease and the relationship potentially to low-fat dairy. So what's up with that? And why not high-fat dairy? High-fat dairy didn't seem to be a problem, but low-fat dairy was. Great article by Dr. David Perlmutter, a frequent contributor to Intelligent Medicine. We've had him on as a guest numerous times. And we feature his articles at drhoffman.com. Looking at the relationship between a ketogenic diet and Parkinson's disease, that is a diet that has virtually no carbohydrates and is a diet frequently used for refractory epilepsy in kids. It's a tough diet to follow, but it seems to be great for brain health. Also, some studies suggesting it's beneficial in brain cancer, maybe beneficial for Alzheimer's disease. Parkinson's symptoms substantially ameliorated when you go on a diet where the primary source of fuel is fat. Check it out at drhoffman.com. Ketosis and Parkinson's disease, improving symptoms with a ketogenic diet. And speaking of fat in the diet, they call us fatheads because our brains are composed of cholesterol and essential fatty acids. Prenatal supplementation with DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, that's the partner of EPA in fish oil. And you can get DHA-rich fish oil, which is good for the brain. Prenatal supplementation with DHA, women taking DHA in pregnancy, their kids had better attention at 5 years of age, according to a study. So DHA in a diet, DHA in infant formula, which is now fortified with, may improve kids' IQ and behavior scores. And mom should be consuming DHA during pregnancy. A remedy for garlic breath. All right, they actually studied this. So what's your favorite remedy for garlic breath? Garlic is healthy, but it can get in the way of social interaction. So no one likes when the scent of garlic sticks around in their breath. So they did a study in the Journal of Food Science, and they compared various solutions to garlic breath. And what we found was that raw apple and raw lettuce were the best at decreasing the concentration of volatile, smelly compounds in the breath by 50% or more. And they tried mint leaves, but they didn't cut it as well. Apple juice and mint juice reduce the levels of volatiles, not as effectively as chewing raw apple or raw mint. So green tea, no deodorizing effect whatsoever on the garlic compound. So apples and lettuce for garlic breath. And this item must provide encouragement to consumers of dark chocolate like yours truly. I actually consume 100% dark chocolate, which is kind of Well, it's a little like getting used to whiskey, you know. it's an acquired taste. The studies reveal that individuals having advanced heart failure, as well as type 2 diabetes, exhibited improvements in their mitochondria following 3 months of consuming dark chocolate bars enriched with epicatechin. That's a flavonoid present in dark chocolate. They looked at 5 profoundly ill individuals. The individuals ate dark chocolate bars and drank a beverage having a total epicatechin content of about 100 milligrams daily. So it's really high test cocoa polyphenols. And they did biopsies of their skeletal muscles, and they found that their mitochondria worked better. And they need more studies to assess whether dark chocolate is the answer for heart failure, but certainly can improve muscle strength. What else can improve muscle strength? Taking omega-3 supplements could improve muscle function in older women, according to a study led by the University of Glasgow and Aberdeen in Scotland, published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They found that women, but not men for some reason, women, when they exercise, they had an improvement in muscle strength of 16% without fish oil. But when the exercises were combined with an intake of fish oil, that improvement increased to an average of 34%. So why men do not see the same benefit as women is not clear. But for women, taking fish oil can augment the benefits of a workout. All right, are you an optimist or a pessimist? Well, according to a new study, pessimism can be a significant risk factor for heart disease. Say you have high cholesterol, and you have diabetes, and you have high blood pressure, and a family history of heart disease, and your homocysteine is high, and your HDL is low. All right, these are all risk factors for heart disease, but pessimism plays a role. In a recent study, they looked at thousands of individuals, and they found that those who died because of coronary heart disease were significantly more pessimistic than those who survived. The risk of death, if you were pessimistic, was approximately twofold compared to those who had a more rosy outlook. So the conclusion is pessimism is a substantial risk factor for death from heart disease. And when conducting a risk factor analysis, doctors should assess it, just like they test for cholesterol and other factors that weigh into the heart disease equation. All right. Some people worry that if they use fish oil when they use cumin, and doctors will sometimes wave you off. They'll say, look, stop your fish oil because we're putting you on a blood thinner. So what's the real deal on that? Well, they studied it. The use of fish oil with warfarin does not significantly affect the INR, which is a measurement of blood thickness or thinness, or increase the risk of bleeding episodes in patients with atrial fibrillation or with blood clots. So there you have it. They studied it. 573 warfarin users, and they took fish oil or krill oil, and neither fish oil nor krill oil significantly altered the effects of Coumadin on INR, bleeding time, or episodes of bleeding. So safe to use when combined with blood thinners. All right, thanks very much for joining us, folks. And remember that this program, this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, is but the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon. We've got podcasts. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we encourage you to use all the resources that we have there and shop at drhoffman.com for all your supplement needs on FullScript, our new supplement fulfillment service. Have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.